2019 has been one of the deadliest climbing seasons on Mount Everest, in part because of overcrowding. And you can add climate change now to the list of problems on the world's highest peak. Tenzing Choigyal Sherpa was part of a National Geographic Society expedition studying the rapidly melting glaciers on the mountain this year. He also has deep family ties to Everest. He's the grandson of a Sherpa who is the last surviving member of Sir Edmund Hillary's team, the first to reach the summit in 1953. Tenzing, welcome. And before we talk about your climate research, tell me what your grandfather has told you over the years about the early days of climbing Everest.
When my grandfather was quite young, I think younger than me actually, that's when he went to the expedition. And then since my childhood, I have heard a lot of stories like how they used to use wooden logs to walk through the crevasses and how difficult it was at that time when they didn't have much. But for him, it was like a normal job. But he didn't know the caliber of what was going on. Like that would be like the highest peak, and then that would be the first expedition. He didn't have that in mind, but rather like it was a regular job, and it was a job that could pay for the family.
And he did it for 20 years, and he now says that the tourism on the mountain has been good for Sherpas, but it's bad for the gods. What do you think he meant by that?
So he actually means because we Sherpas are Buddhist. And for us, we treat mountains as goddesses and lakes, rivers. Everything has a meaning, and we believe there's a god that resides on them. And before there was, people used to think that when you used to walk on the mountain, it's like walking on the gods. So that might shorten your life, or something bad might happen to you. So people didn't used to go to the mountains. And still, like he wants to, I think he's going more towards like how like the tourism industry has flourished in Khumbu, and there's like a lot of tourists coming in, but then you see every year how there are a lot of avalanches, how the mountain responds back, and then there are a lot of people dying. So he sort of gets the idea that with too much tourism going on and with too much commercializing going on, that we have forgotten our roots. Elder people have a saying that is the gods getting angry.
You are a researcher, and you study climate change. I wonder from your experience there on the mountain recently, what you've noticed. Has climate change affected the mountain?
Yes. There's a lot of glaciers here, and it's actually much more sensitive than other parts of the region. So a 1.5 degree rise in the temperature in the whole globe, that would mean like thrice more or maybe twice more in case of the Himalayas. So the glaciers there are much, much more sensitive. Looking at the data is one thing, but once you see by yourself how fast these glaciers have been melting, and then that's actually very concerning. And if you take a picture and look at how the Khumbu Glacier, especially that's the glacier which originates from Mount Everest, you can see even changes in 1 week as well. So that is actually pretty concerning.
And what does that mean for the Nepalese people who rely on this mountain and consider it sacred?
Yes, it actually means a lot because simply if you look at a small community that lives downstream, we depend much of our water on these glaciers. And so there's a lot of problem that can happen with water scarcity. And one of the major concerns of this region is like once the glacier starts melting fast, then there's accumulation of the water. There would be large glacial lakes forming, and then they could outburst. And this has happened before as well in the Khumbu region as well.
Considering the problems we've just been talking about, not only with climate change, but with the crowds on the mountain, what do you think has to change, or does something have to change when it comes to this beautiful, iconic mountain?
So every year there are lots and lots of expeditions, and they stay there for 3 months on the glacier. So that would, and the feces go there and everything go there. So that has a lot of effect. And I think there has been a committee set up in the Khumbu region that's called the Sagarmatha Pollution Control Committee. They have been doing a remarkable job that's trying to maintain the amount of waste that goes on base camp. They have also started cleaning up campaigns on the glacier. So that in one way is one step to maybe reduce the amount of effect that we can have on the glacier. The glaciers are important as well, but so is the income of the people. So we always need to find a consensus between these two. And I think that is the challenge right now.
That's Tenzing Chogyal Sherpa, scientist on the National Geographic Everest expedition who studied climate change on the mountain. Tenzing, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Vida. Thank you.
And we've been hearing a lot this week about the overcrowding on the mountain. A member of the National Geographic team told us some climbers lack the necessary experience to safely summit and are slowing things down. 11 people have died on Everest this year.